Josh.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Remember the coaches are talking about how it takes so much patience to really get the run going, to wear the opposing defense down before you can really open it up and do a lot of different things on offense. Is it tough to stay patient?
No. You know, it's we're well prepared going into each week as far as a game plan, what our goals are as far as execution, and you know, each week is going to take something different. You know, some weeks it's going to be all about the ground and pound, and there are going to be some defenses that are a little better in run defense that you might have to throw it a little more. But you know, like I said, we're going to be prepared whatever the game plan calls for, and this week I'm excited about the plan we have going in.
Josh, last year did look like you took as many deep shots down the field as you did in 2010, and already this year you have a lot. Is that something that you were aware that you didn't do last year, or is this something this coaching staff is pushing you to do more of? Or is it just opportunity is there now?
Yeah, no, it's more opportunity. You know, it all kind of varies. Looks, matchups. Coverages. I mean, people talk about the deep shots, and we had some. We didn't really have any the first Sunday, but last Sunday we took a few, and then you look back in preseason, there were a couple games where everybody was looking for the deep balls, and we didn't really have opportunities based on coverage. So it's really kind of a thing that they're built into the offense, and based on the coverage we're getting, opportunities and matchups, you have a chance to take a few more.
You're definitely looking for them, though. I mean, because Mike Williams said, for example, on his touchdown, I believe you changed his route at the line of scrimmage. Can you just talk about what a play like that? You say you changed the go route, I believe. Was that a product of him getting single coverage, or what was going on there?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. I mean, we talked about coverage we were going to see, and we had a route for Mike, and it was kind of the thought going into it was if we got a single matchup, that go ahead and signal him a go. So getting out, saw that we had single high, and you know, looking back watching the film, Mike made a heck of a play. He made a number of them, but that's kind of the thing. You know, if you're going to play, one-on-one, you got to, as a quarterback, have a lot of confidence in your guys, Mike, Vincent, you know, Aurelius, you know, that they're going to make a play with it.
Josh, what does Tyquan Underwood bring now that he's here again?
I mean, I know you guys saw Tyquan in the preseason. You know, he's a guy that he's a hard worker. I mean, a great, great teammate to have. He's a guy that's going to do the right thing, be in the right place at the right time. I'm definitely excited to have Tyquan back a part of the team. You know, he's a guy that's well liked in the locker room, and it was good to see him today.
Tough to lose Preston Parker, and that's a guy you were very reliant on third down last year.
Yeah, no, I mean always, that's the way this league goes. You know, it's a number of faces, you know, have come and gone since I've been a Buccaneer, and you just have to move on, press on, and continue to try to find ways to win football games.
Josh, DeMar Dotson is a guy that started last week. He's going to start again this week. He's been here for a few years. But you played football, what, since you were?
Yeah, forever, yeah.
Can you imagine only having 4 years' experience in playing in the NFL? I mean, how unlikely is that?
It's really remarkable, his story. This is kind of the way I look at it, being a quarterback. When I was younger, yeah, you went out and played football, but you didn't really play football like you play football now. You know, it was kind of just go out and throw it around. And, yeah, there are times where, that comes up in a game. But everything's so detailed. Everything's so specific. It's just I think it's incredible that the guy went from playing basketball, transition, 2-3 years later. I mean, he's in the starting lineup, NFL team, you know. And the guy's an incredible athlete. You guys have seen that. I think Dot's an awesome guy, hard worker. I'm proud to call him a teammate.
Josh, does it motivate you to go up against nationally known quarterbacks like a Tony Romo, who gets a lot of hype, and Eli Manning? Does that give you motivation to say that, you know, maybe you belong in that company? Is that something that's in the back of your mind ever from a competitive standpoint?
I can't really say that's really in the thought process. You know, it's all about getting wins. You know, at the end of the year, it's about how many games did you win? You know, moving on, finding a way to get into the playoffs, get into the tournament, and that's really the only thing that's in my mind. You know, yeah, it's cool to play in these different venues, play against these teams. Giants last week, played the Panthers week one. I get to see Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys this week, but ultimately, you know, our goal is to win football games, and that's, I mean, really 100% where my focus is.
Josh, around the league, there's a lot more than ever young guys starting, you know, first, second year, and some of them have success as well. Is part of that, too, some people say it's because of people are more prepared from their high school and college, more of like a pro-style type thing. I mean, in your experience, if you haven't done it before yourself, what do you think about that trend of young guys starting early, and is it a good thing?
I don't really know. Yeah, I think that, I mean, some of it might be because pro systems and being integrated into high schools, but I also think at the same time, some guys are players and they get walk into a good situation where they can go out and go and succeed. You know, I think it's you look at there's all sorts of different players, all sorts of different backgrounds. You talk about the college systems moving forward. But I think that there's always been young quarterbacks playing, and sometimes they go out and play well, sometimes they don't. You know, you look at Peyton Manning's first year was rough. In his second year, I mean, he lit it up. I think that could be part of it. Part of it, talking about the high school pro system, getting started on the protections, it might be kind of pro style, things of that nature. But, it'd be interesting if you went back and looked at everybody, look back at their high school, but... I don't really have time for that.
Did it help for you? I mean, for your experience in high school and college, did that make it easier for you to translate as all? Is kind of how much you threw, you know, 7-on-7s and also throw the different kind of systems you had?
Yeah, no, I think more so in college. You know, college we were in a system that was taken from an NFL system, and I know Matt Schaub ran the same system in college, so I think that it is very advantageous for a quarterback to play in a system that's not necessarily a spread, but a system that has similar terminology, similar formations, movements, and things of that nature.
Got any instructions for your offensive line if you're able to kneel down this week?
You know, we play till the whistle, you know, offense and defense, so no instruction needed.
Concerned about that coming back at you?
No.
You'll be ready.
Of course.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.